In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. There's been an old song stuck in my head all week, a song that you may remember. I think it was Anne Murray who sang it, called A Little Good News. You remember that song? I think it went something like, I sure could use a little good news today. Y'all remember that song? In you don't remember it. So I'm the oldest person in the room. Is that what we just found out? In each verse, she recited all the horrible things she had heard on the news that day, of all the violence and all the pain and all the sadness and sorrow and sickness and despair. And then her cadence was, I sure could use a little good news today. And I have to say, that's kind of how I've been feeling this week. Not personally. Personally, things have been kind of sweet this week. It's been a good week at work, and family's all doing fine. But every single time I turn on the news, which is just a little bit every day, I don't watch much of it or listen to much of it, but every time I turn it on, it just seems like every turn, it's something big and horrible that's going on this week. Despite everybody's best efforts, it looks like Israel and Palestine are imploding on each other. All the battles that are going on in Syria and the Sudan and all over the world and violence. And then, of course, this massive crisis that's building up on our own border here in Texas. And by the way, if that's the one that's on your heart, I sure hope you're paying attention to our websites and our emails that we're sending out to you. The Bishop of the Diocese of West Texas, which is the majority of the border in Texas, and also the Bishop of the Diocese of Rio Grande, which is the rest of the border of Texas, and all of New Mexico, have both posted things about what's going on, how the Episcopalians are responding to this, and how you can be involved. And there are financial donations that can be made, and there's even some very concrete things that you could do or we could do as a parish if we wanted to gather some things and take them down there. And if you want to go, they need your help. And all that information is on their website. So all of that together and more, and you wonder, what's going on? I mean, brilliant people, hardworking people, compassionate people all over the world trying to do their best to make something right, and it seems like the law of unintended consequences wins the day every single time. And then if you add sin and violence and hatred to the mix, I don't know, it makes us sort of feel like, what's the point? What's going on? And as believers, where is God in all of this? What? I mean, isn't it supposed to be getting better? And it doesn't seem to be getting better. I'm feeling that way this week, and I don't know, maybe you are too. And that's why I'm kind of happy, actually, that the gospel lesson is the one that it is for today. Because this parable is one that is very familiar to all of us, this parable of the sower and the seeds and the different kinds of soil. And it's one that we've all heard our whole lives, and there's sort of a traditional way that that is interpreted, and it's kind of in a personal piety way, which is about the way the kingdom of God and the word of God is sown into our lives, and we generally interpret this as an invitation for us to be good soil. You know, don't be that rocky path. Don't that hardened path. Don't be that rocky soil. Don't let yourself get surrounded by thorns and thistles. Be good soil so that the kingdom of God can be in your life, and as if soil has any choice about what kind of soil it is. That's a good lesson if we are to be encouraged, but I actually don't think that's what Jesus was talking about. I don't think he was using this to berate his disciples and his followers into being something they were not. I think he was trying to encourage them. Because this is not the first thing out of his mouth, remember? This is halfway through the gospel. So he has been talking to people, and a lot of people got really excited for a while. He did his healing, he did his ministries, miracles, lots of people jumping on board. But by the time we get to the 13th chapter of Matthew, already the religious authorities have caught wind of it. They don't want anything to do with it. They see it as dangerous. Hardened path. The Roman Empire has even caught wind of it, and nobody wants to be on the radar screen of the Roman Empire. And so people are beginning to fall away. They've heard it. It stuck for a second, and now they're falling away. So I think that Jesus is actually trying to encourage his followers. And I wonder if he's not actually trying to encourage himself as well, sort of bolster himself up. You know, because things had gone so well for a while, and now they're starting to fall apart. It's starting to fracture. People are starting to leave. People are starting to resist. And now there is fear in the story. And they need some help. They need a little good news today. What's going on, Jesus? I thought this was it. I thought things were supposed to be getting better. And they're not. So what's going on? So let's see if this is a useful observation. That this is a lesson of encouragement, actually. So let's back up and let's retell the story that you already know really well. Jesus tells his parable, and then the compilers of the lectionary did us a favor today. Because in the Bible, Jesus tells the parable, then there's another section, and then he interprets the parable. So the lectionary is taken out in the middle and put these back to back so we can get what Jesus is saying. Jesus says, once upon a time, a sower went out to sow. Now, when you start a story with a sower went out to sow, you immediately know that this is not a story about farming or gardening. Or even of harvest. Because farmers then and now know this is lousy agricultural technique. If you are really invested in a bumper crop, you are also very careful about where you put the seed. You don't waste seed on ground that it won't grow in. They knew it then, we know it now. So Jesus is obviously telling a different story. Once upon a time, a sower went out to sow. And he began to just cast his seed haphazardly, all over, let it fall wherever it will, and see what happens. And some of the seed fell on a hardened path. And because it was hard, they could not take root, and the birds would come and eat it. Some of the seed fell on rocky soil, a little bit of dirt there, the seeds would dig in, but as soon as the sun hit, it would melt it, kill it, and it couldn't grow. Some of it fell into the bramble, but because it was so dense, they couldn't get to the sun, couldn't bear fruit. And some of it fell on good soil. Some of it yielded good fruit, 20, 30, 100 fold. One of the things I read this week said that wouldn't have been enough to retire on, but it was a good enough crop to take your family to Disney World on vacation. So it's good. It's good. And then he interprets this for us. He says, this is like the kingdom of God. God is throwing his word, the kingdom is being thrown out of the heart of God and onto the ground, out into the world, wherever it happens to land. And some of it lands on hardened path, hardened hearts. And because the hearts are hard, they will not allow it to take root. And Satan comes and snatches it away. Some of it falls on rocky soil, lives that are kind of cluttered up. There's something there. We're kind of committed. But as soon as it gets hard, as soon as it means I've got to change my thinking on something, I've got to give something away, we sort of back away. Yeah, I'm not really interested in that. Some of it falls into lives that are trapped in the anxieties and worries about the world and in an ambition for wealth, that all of their time and energy is to these things, and so nothing's going into bearing fruit. And finally, some of it falls on the good soil. The good heart, the open heart, the heart that wants the kingdom of God in their lives and allows the roots to take root, and then they are bountiful, bountiful harvest. This is a personal story. This is, I mean, and it's also personal in that none of us fall in any of those categories exclusively, do we? We all have parts of our lives where this is the case, where there are parts of our lives where our hearts are hardened. They are hardened because of anger or malice or violence in our lives that we have experienced, and it is beat down the soil to where nothing can get in there. Likewise, we all have those things where we've got little faith, but it's just one thing among a lot of other things, and it's not really that strong, and when my faith now demands something of me, or it asks me to say something out loud in a setting, I kind of pull away. And who among us doesn't have anxieties about the world? I started my sermon with my anxieties about the world. Anxieties about the world. And who among us doesn't want a bigger house or a faster car, a more comfortable mattress? And so we spend all our time on that, and none of our time on the kingdom. And then who among us doesn't have some good solid soil where the faith really is strong in your life, where you're even surprised at how strong it is? You say, I'm not even sure where that came from, but it's part of who you are, and it's a good and beautiful and holy thing. So it is that. But wait, there's something else. This is to encourage us that this is not just about personal stuff. This is also about the world. All these things exist in the world around us. They exist in your neighborhood. They exist in this town. They exist in our parish. They exist in our state. And they are certainly right on the edge of our borders. All of these things. And in every one of those settings, there is a bumper crop growing. And things are dying. And all of that is going on at the same time. So be encouraged. This is going on. But how is it an encouragement? I think for it to be an encouragement, we have to say, wait, this is a story not just about soil, but about seeds. This is a story about seeds. There are seeds being thrown into the world all the time. And these seeds are working very hard to take root. The seed of the kingdom of God is being thrown out all day long. And it's trying to take root in your life and mine. It's trying to take root in our communities. It's trying to take root here in this parish. It's trying to take root on the border and around the world. It's trying to take root. The kingdom of God, the life, and the beauty of the love of God is trying to take root all the time. And so what do we know about seeds? They can grow in the most ridiculous places. How is it even possible that you had to relay your entire driveway because of one little oak seed that got somehow through the asphalt and then blew up the whole driveway? How is it possible that those, when you're driving across the American West and you see these sheer rock cliffs and there's this gnarly old cedar tree growing right out of the side of the rock, how is that possible? How did that seed even get there? Seeds are powerful. And they push their roots down even in places where no one expected them to grow, and they bear fruit. Thus is the kingdom of God. This is the way the kingdom of God works. It falls upon us, and then it just starts digging. Digging down into your life and mine. Digging down into our communities. Insistent that it will take root. Insistent that it will bear fruit. And here's the greatest encouragement of all. That means there's a sower. That means that something out there is throwing this seed. And is throwing this seed. And is throwing this seed. And it's always throwing this seed. And it throws it everywhere. Doesn't even seem to care where he's throwing the seed. Because the kingdom of God is for the whole world. It is for all of us, and it is for everyone, everywhere. So it is a text of encouragement. Be encouraged. In the face of all of the fear and all of the sadness and all of the sin and all of the law of unintended consequences running rampant, take heart. The kingdom of God is being sown this very moment. In your life, in my life, and in the life of the world. The kingdom of God is being sown, and there is a sower. Take heart. There is a sower. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.